gentlemen, let's go.
Let's go.
We ain't got no time to waste.
Let's go.
Let's go. You are now listening to Jason Anderson, and you are in the zone.
Hey, 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 let's go.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, we continue. We are hanging out at Westwood One's Radio Row in Minneapolis. Jason Anderson with you. Thank you to Brad Brownell. That was interesting. He said that he already started to see Chris Mack's personality come through in the team. But look, man, it's pretty obvious this year that, or I would say you'd better hope that this year, while Chris Mack's personality is coming through in the team, that there's still a long way to go with that personality. Because as he talked about, clearly he was a snake bit as anybody throughout the season as they lost one possession or one point game throughout the year. And Louisville had trouble holding on to that lead in different games that you would hope the mentality hasn't, you know, set in to a certain degree with Louisville to this point. You want there to be, all right, there's a long growth process for Louisville and Chris Mack to be able to instill that. And again, we talked to PJ Fleck, and football probably different than basketball because you've got 85 scholarship players as opposed to 13. But PJ Fleck at Minnesota takes over from Central Michigan at Minnesota, and he's got a program that he's going to have to rebuild from some of the unrest that was going on with the Minnesota deal and the boycott and different things that were going on there. And he said it wasn't until middle to late of the second year when he felt like his sort of culture and what he was trying to get across to his players started to take hold. Not took hold, not, okay, now I got it. No, it's he saw it starting to take hold that, okay, it's starting to work. And so, man, you got Scott Satterfield in football that who knows how long it's going to take with all of the stuff he's got to clean out. And I thought one of the interesting quotes from PJ Fleck, too, was it takes time to get the right people in and the wrong people out. That was a really interesting quote from PJ Fleck. So I enjoyed that interview, and of course, Ben Higgins, the Bachelor, enjoyed talking with him, and then Brad Brownell talking about Chris Mack. That, you know, he knows what Chris Mack's teams are going to look like. There was a little bit of Chris Mack's personality in this Louisville team this year, but certainly not to the level that Louisville fans are hoping is the case. I do want to send a big shout out Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row, brought to you by Toro. I am going to be in the market for a riding lawnmower. Spend less time taking care of your yard and more time enjoying it with a brand new Toro lawnmower. I'd like to do that. With proven durability, you get more than a great looking yard. I've already got that. Visit toro.com/local to find a dealer near you. The yard's taken care of. I got the great looking yard thanks to Ferris and Lawn Care. It's a matter of me actually cutting the lawn and enjoying my push mower and the wife not enjoying the time I'm spending out in the yard. So compromise is me getting a riding lawnmower. How about that, Magic? Did I play it well or not? I hope she's not listening. She was listening during Ben Higgins, so I know that I'm good with the story that I told because she was listening and it was all good. She texted me. I was like, she didn't mind. Thank God. So I don't know if she's listening now, but I really actually enjoy the push mower and I enjoy being out there and just loading up the podcast, and I'm one of those weird people that enjoy mowing the lawn. But the compromise now is to get more time back with the family, we're going to buy a riding lawnmower for me. That's the compromise. Take note, everybody. Men across the country, take note. We're going to talk to Rick Spielman here very soon. He is the Vikings general manager, and he'll join us as we're hanging out here at Radio Row. I do need to remind you, our Radio Row coverage, pass that along as well. It is presented by UPS Jobs, Baptist Health, Sports Medicine, fueled by Kroger, and delivered by Papa John's. We'll talk with Jason Horowitz. Bill Walton is hanging out in Seattle right now. Well, not in Seattle, but he's on with the Seattle host there. Softy talking to Bill Walton right now. They're Magic. You know Softy. He is talking to Bill Walton, and he's going to join us in about, 40 minutes or so? I think we're going to get him at 4:45. We'll see. So we'll talk with Bill Walton. And the votes, do we have an update to the poll, Magic, as Rick Spielman is coming over? So let's hurry up if we can get an update to the Twitter poll that we asked about, should I do the Bill Walton interview in a Bill Walton impression?
We do. That currently, that Fan Outfitter Zone question of the day is sitting at 95% saying yes, you should.
Okay, well, I mean, I think the people have spoken. 95 percentile of I should do the interview. Should I do the Rick Spielman interview with, as Bill Walton? That wouldn't work. That wouldn't be nearly
That'd
as good.
That'd be a little weird.
Yeah, that would be weird. Okay, well, I may try it. I may eject with Bill Walton. We're already going to do the Grievous Vasquez interview, some of that in Spanish, right? Didn't we decide that we're going to try to do some Spanish incorporation with Grievous Vasquez, who's the former Maryland player, ACC Player of the Year, Bob Cousy Award winner, is the Spanish broadcast for Westwood One's NCAA tournament?
I think that that would tap into parts of the listenership that probably aren't as vocal, and I might give them a little bit of a fun time, so I'm in favor of it.
Very good. We'll try that as well. Bill Walton coming up a little bit later on. Jason Horowitz will join us as well. But as we are hanging out here in the Final Four, we are bringing in and welcoming in the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings. His name is Rick Spielman. Rick, how are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. Have you done a sort of media tour like this before? Do you do it in the Super Bowl? Or
yeah, I did a couple of these Super Bowl radio row things, and I shouldn't say things, radio shows.
Oh, you're fine. things are just fine.
But no, it's great for me to come out here, and I know a couple other of the local celebrities to come out here to show what Minnesota's about. And to host the Final Four is a tremendous opportunity for not only the state but the city to show you what Minnesota's about. And I don't know if you're up here for the Super Bowl.
I was not.
But so many volunteers that come out to do this, and I think Minnesota is such a well-kept secret that when people come up here and see how our city can put on a major event like this, I think they're pleasantly surprised.
You're an Ohio guy, so it isn't exactly like you're from a tropical land, but
no.
Are you finally used to the weather here in Minneapolis?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'd rather live in the cold than the heat any day.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I really enjoy the cold, except when that polar vortex
came
down.
I was going to say, well, there's a certain degree of cold you're fine with.
As long as it's minus 10 and up, I'm fine.
Okay.
But when it gets below minus 10, it could be a character builder.
That's right. Rick Spielman, Vikings GM, is our guest. Obviously a connection to Louisville with the Minnesota Vikings when you guys drafted Teddy Bridgewater. I guess I'll just ask, like, what went into that decision? It's very famous that the Haslam and the Cleveland Browns had maybe heard from a homeless person that said draft Johnny Manziel, which is kind of interesting, but your guys' benefit. So what went into drafting and seeing Teddy Bridgewater as to why you felt like he was the next quarterback?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time with Teddy in the pre-draft process like we're doing right now, getting ready for the draft here in a couple weeks. But I remember I went and saw him play three times live down at Louisville, and take away what an outstanding kid he is, because he may be the best kid I've ever been around, and what a true professional he is, not only on the field and off the field. And to represent that university and to the city of Louisville, to have a kid of that caliber come through there, there's no one else I think you can be more proud of than a Teddy Bridgewater. But when I saw him against Rutgers and he was limping around,
yeah,
and brought them back, and I saw him play, I think it was Clemson or Florida State, I can't remember, on a night game in prime time, and how he rose to every occasion, and just the unique trait he had to play in critical situations and to lead that team to a lot of either a close loss, I think the one, but the big victory in Rutgers with everything on the line, told you what type of football player he's going to be. And I think when you're evaluating the quarterbacks, you can go ahead and judge, does he wear gloves, not wear gloves.
Right.
I would say
that was such
day.
A big deal.
Oh, my God. But what truly comes down to it is, especially at that position, is all the intangible part of that. Is he a leader? He checked that box 10 times.
Yeah.
Is he a high character guy? Does he perform in critical situations? There's numerous times that when he started as a rookie, you could already see how special he had a chance to be.
Visiting with Rick Spielman, the Vikings general manager, that Rutgers game still, I think, sticks out in a lot of people's minds because it allowed them to get to the Sugar Bowl, which allowed them to play Florida, which allowed him to then, you know, be on the stage yet again and allowed Louisville to beat Florida and win the Sugar Bowl. That Rutgers game was certainly
not
something
too many
special.
People remember that Rutgers game outside of Louisville, that, probably.
That's probably, and Rutgers. Rutgers
right.
And Louisville are maybe the only two people that remember Bridgewater maybe having like a Crisco or something on his jersey when he needed to pick up the first down and he kept slipping out of defenders' arms. awesome.
On one leg.
On one leg, that's right. And then escaping the pocket and throwing the touchdown in the back left corner. Like, all of those things happen, and Louisville ends up going to the Sugar Bowl. And then he takes Bostic probably knocks some people out of the game with that early hit.
Right.
And he responds and plays that way. Rick Spielman is our guest. What do you see in a quarterback then? When you're looking at somebody and you look at Teddy Bridgewater, you look at Kirk Cousins, what are you looking for in a quarterback?
Again, a lot of those things I think I mentioned, and I've been doing this for over 30 years now and been to numerous workouts. And if you just go and judge just off the workout, I've seen guys that the ball comes out of their hand and throws a beautiful spiral and throwing the ball on a rope for 50 yards down the field. And then I've seen guys that have maybe a little bit of a wobble that come out, but they're so accurate.
Okay, Peyton Manning had sometimes had a wobble.
Yeah, but when you look at that, the quarterback position truly comes down to all those X factors and that it factor part of it. Because they are probably the most scrutinized position out of any position on the field. Can they handle all that outside pressure? Anytime you bring a quarterback in, all of a sudden he's going to be the savior of the franchise.
Yep.
Even when they come in and you go out and recruit these five-star quarterbacks out of high school coming into the college. But they have to have all of those other aspects to them besides just what they do on the field.
What was it at the pro day? I kind of felt like when Teddy Bridgewater took the gloves off and struggled.
We told him to.
Did you?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, but I am curious about that. But it seemed like so much criticism was, well, he has to wear gloves, that he almost wanted to prove that I don't have to wear gloves, I can still throw it. And he was like trying to conform to what somebody else wanted him to be instead of just, and you have gloves, you're a phenomenal quarterback, just be you.
You know, we went down and actually did a private workout with him after that, and I said just be who you are. And I'll never forget what made it so unique was when we went down there, and usually you go do some of these private workouts, okay, the guys are there but they got to get warmed up yet, and you're sitting around and kind of waiting for 15-25 minutes. Once we pulled into the parking lot where we worked him out down in his hometown, he was already lathered up. All the receivers were lathered up. They go, we're ready to go.
Wow.
And we walked right onto that field and started running routes within 2 minutes after we got out of the car. So what does that tell you? Well, he's taking this job interview pretty serious, and he knew that he didn't want to waste any time. So what all that preparation and knowing, hey, let's get warmed up before these guys get here. And he put on a show like I've never seen before when we went down and did that private workout.
Rick Spielman, the Vikings general manager, our guest. The flip side of the positive parts of sports is the day that, you know, Teddy messed up his knee. And I know in Louisville, we sort of realized the seriousness right away when they said that practice was canceled and he went straight to the hospital. I'm like, you know, I've covered NFL practices before. When somebody gets injured, it's move it down, and the trainer will work on him, and we're going to continue with drills. When you finish a practice and you say we're done, there's a little bit more seriousness to it. What was that day like for those around the team?
I've never been, because of the expectations so high going into that year, and
right.
Teddy's getting ready to – he had a phenomenal preseason.
Yeah.
And to lose a Teddy Bridgewater, your starting quarterback, 8 days before you're going to open up the season – and the significance of that injury. And I have to give credit to our medical staff and Eric Sugarman that probably saved his leg and it was a non-contact injury, just a freak thing.
Yeah.
And why it happened, you can't explain it. But to the air that went out of our whole organization was incredible. But I think with the leadership of Coach Zimmer, and he was as big of Teddy's fan as any of us were, and we all were huge fans of Teddy. He was able to rally us. I know we had to do things, and I had to do things that probably maybe you wouldn't have done, just to give the team a chance to have a chance and to lift the spirits back up. And that's when we made the Sam Bradford trade that year.
That's right.
To go out there and give us an opportunity. But then we also had Coach Zimmer, who had – you know, his eye issues the whole season, end up not coaching the Thursday night game against the Dallas Cowboys. So it's funny, when you're in this business and you're in a business long enough, you think you've seen everything. But the adversity you hit just tries to test what a true character that you have. And I think with our team and with our leadership and with Coach Zimmer, it showed that that people rally around each other in that building. And we rallied around Teddy, too.
Did you ever doubt he would return?
No, not one bit. Even though the doctors probably doubted it as they go through, or would he ever do this or ever do that, there was no question in my mind with that kid's drive and his attitude and his look at life, there was no question that he'd be back on the football field.
Rick Spielman, Vikings general manager, four quick questions for you. Just tell me the first thing that pops in your head if you are ready.
Go.
All right. Most important part of winning a Super Bowl?
The Final Four. You're not going to ask me any Final Four questions?
That'll be at the end. That'll be at the end.
Sorry, I was like...
No, you're fine. Just four quickies about anything, really. Most important part of winning a Super Bowl?
Perseverance.
Perseverance, all right. Where does the Diggs touchdown rank in your career moments?
Probably the highest.
The highest. All right. Teddy Bridgewater, I know he's not on your team, but will be a starting quarterback in the NFL again?
No comment because he's with another team.
I'm going to put that as a yes, considering everything you've talked about him so far. Who wins on Monday night?
Well, it depends. I can go into not a one-word answer here, but I know Michigan State's really well coached, well-rounded. In fact, Cassius Winston reminds me, he looks just like, excuse me, Teddy Bridgewater in the face when you watch it. Auburn's better hits their three-point shots, and the, excuse me, the other two play good defense.
So who wins? One team. One team.
The best team that plays defense.
Texas Tech wins on Monday night. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it, sir. I appreciate you stopping by. Rick Spielman, the Vikings general manager, joining us as we are hanging out here at Radio Row in Minneapolis. It's an enjoyable conversation there about about Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, still coughing. Hey, the worst thing in radio is when you get that little tick in the throat and you just can't. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you stopping by. I appreciate that. That is Rick Spielman. He's the Vikings general manager joining us. It's ESPN 680 105.7 as we are hanging out at the Final Four Radio Row coverage. It is presented by and brought to you by UPS Jobs, Baptist Health, Sports Medicine, fueled by Kroger. It is all delivered by Papa John's. We will take a timeout. We'll continue rolling as we are hanging out here at the Final Four. It's ESPN 680 105.7 WHBE on this Friday.
You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
UPS is now hiring package handlers in Louisville. Package handlers earn competitive wages. And with UPS's Metropolitan College program, you can graduate 100% debt-free. Get in the game with UPS. Apply now at upsjobs.com. That's upsjobs.com.